pleased to have our next guest on, Canada, Jamaica. As mentioned, I bought 43 tickets for this game yesterday at BMO Field. Our next guest started in the Premier League with Blackburn and was quite a phenom as a teenager, playing with Cardiff City now, and they are 5-0 in the championship as they try and get back to the Premier League. Junior Hoylett joins us on Brady and Price. It's great to have you on. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
And your season's gone off to a great start as well. What is the excitement level? It's early days, right? But you know what promotion is like, and you know what the championship is like. Your fans, your supporters must be very, very excited with your start atop the table.
Yeah, it's been a good start. The city is buzzing right now, but it's still early days. We still got 41 games left in the league, which is a long league. So we just got to maintain the belief and stay focused, and I'm sure we'll get where we want to be at the end of the season.
Tell us, I remember asking Josie Altidore about this, about the tension of being on either a team that could get promoted, Junior, or a team that could get relegated. He went through that a couple times with Hull City specifically once. That stress point is something, I mean, North American teams understand you want to keep your job, you want a new contract, you know, these are important things in pro sports, but there's nothing quite like that. There's nothing quite like that tension in both directions, is there, those last 3 or 4 weeks of the season?
Yeah, of course, especially in a league like the championship where any team could be any team. So you got to stay focused because it's a battle out there. So, but it's better being on the top end than looking forward to getting relegated. So I'm happy that we started off good this season and hopefully we can maintain it.
And Junior, what's the difference in just the quality and the standard of play like between the top of the Premier League, the bottom of the Premier League, and the championship?
Oh yeah, championship is more. It's more. You don't really get a time on the that much time on the ball. It's always pressure on you 24/7, and the Premier League is more technique and more tactical. And if you make a mistake in the Premier League, you get punished right away. So that's the main difference I've experienced playing in both leagues.
Junior Hoylett's our guest. Canada, Jamaica, 7 o'clock Saturday at BMO Field. You get, by the way, free C&E admission with a ticket. CanadaSoccer.com. They sold out the lower bowl in a hurry, so upper bowl tickets are still available. There are still some. There may not be by game time. Tell us what you accomplish in a match like this. This is a rival. This is a Gold Cup rival. This is a team that I'm sure Canadians look at and the players do. Canada Soccer does and says, hey, if we want to get back to the World Cup, it's probably a team we gotta be equal to or better than when CONCACAF comes around again, right?
Yeah, of course. It's going to be a great test for us, especially on our home field, to show the fans what we are leading towards and what we are, our new generation is capable of. So we've got exciting players here, and we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a tough task playing against a tough opponent, which is Jamaica, and we're just excited. We owed him one for last month at the Gold Cup, so it's a bit more than a friendly for me.
Well, I remember this is probably 9 years ago when I covered a game. It was a Canada-Jamaica game, World Cup qualifying here in Toronto.
That's right, on like an 08 on turf. It was a 1-1 game. Yeah.
Yes, and it was the same day Usain Bolt won the 200 meters at the Olympics, and the crowd was probably more than half Jamaica fans. I just remember the atmosphere there. And so, Junior, you're a guy, you were eligible to play for Jamaica and also eligible to play for Canada, and you wound up choosing Canada. What was your thought process like in terms of choosing which of these national team routes you wanted to go?
Well, I grew up in Canada all my life, and I'm more comfortable playing on where I'm more comfortable at home. So I grew up in Canada, and I wanted to help Canada make it to the next level.
You know, also, like, being in Brampton, the MLS didn't come here until, you know, basically your career was sort of, you know, had some destiny to it. You were 17 when the MLS started here. You can imagine, like, I go to these games a lot. I have a 9-year-old kid playing a lot of soccer as a keeper, and it's amazing. Like, you probably look and say the MLS felt so far away, and it was a different, if you don't have a city, if your city is not in that league, it doesn't. It's almost like it's not happening. Can you kind of relate to that a little bit?
Yeah, well, before I had the opportunity to go to England, there wasn't any MLS or anything organized sport for soccer past the age of 18 in Canada. So it's a great opportunity for the young ones. And the league is building and it's getting better each year. So it's a great opportunity, and it's great for the young kids to look up to the likes of Altidore, Jovinko, and see how great Toronto's doing right now. Hopefully they could win the league this year and put more back into the city to develop the young players.
Now, let our listeners into you as a lifelong soccer fan. I mentioned you start with Blackburn, a really established club, great tradition, and you make that squad at, 19, and you're playing in Premier League games on Saturday afternoons at 3 o'clock. Give me a player, give me maybe a player or two that you sort of, you got to focus on what your job is and you got to keep your spot, but it's sort of a pinch me moment that you look on the pitch and you made it. And that guy is 5 feet away from you, 10 feet away from you. Do you have a memory like that for a player or two you played against in the Premier League?
Yeah, it was my debut for Blackburn Rovers. We played against Manchester City at home. And Tevez was there. We was warming up beside each other before we got on. And Tevez was there. It was like a pitch myself moment. looking up to Tevez, played with Messi. He played at Manchester United. He won the league. And then we both came on and we were playing against each other. It was a crazy moment for me to make my debut against somebody of that caliber. So that's one moment I'll never forget. And I just have to cherish it. But when we got on the field, we was opponents and we was rivals again, so it was crazy.
When you think about your time in the Premiership, Junior, what is there a game that stands out to you as being particularly like electric in terms of the crowd atmosphere?
Yeah, there's a few games. One of the game against with Blackburn when we was fighting for survival. We was playing against Blackpool and we was down 2-1 and it was like a local derby. Uh-huh. And it was, we was down 2-1 in injury time and I scored the equalizer and it helped us. That point was a major point coming into the end of the season to keep us into the Premier League. So uh-huh. The fans were crazy that day and that's one moment I'll never forget as well.
Canada, Jamaica, Saturday night, 7 o'clock. You'll see Junior Hoylett out there. You'll see Alfonso Davies. You'll see Milan Borjan out there. It's going to be a great night. We can't thank you enough for coming on. We hope it's awesome. It's a homecoming for you. Like you said, it's got more than just a friendly atmosphere to it. You want to get Jamaica for the loss in the Gold Cup and take this forward into the next CONCACAF qualifying. And we're glad things are going so well at Cardiff City. We really hope that happens this year for you. Thanks for doing this for us.
Perfect. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.